Welcome to Navigate with HSBC, your trusted source for insights into wealth management, investing, and market dynamics. Let us dive deep into the current market environment, the risk management strategies, and the evolving landscape of AIFs, that's alternate investment funds. And joining us today on the show is Ashish Somaiya, the Executive Director and CEO, White Oak Capital Asset Management. With over two decades in asset management industry, well, Ashish has led prominent firms like Motilal Oswal AMC, ICICI Prudential AMC, bringing a wealth of expertise to this particular discussion. Well, Ashish, thanks a lot for taking time off.
Thank you.
And coming in on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Markets, well, they have seen a fair bit of volatility. Yet, you know, they look quite promising at present. What's your perspective on the most compelling opportunities available to investors today?
You know, what I've learned over the number of years is that whenever our market takes a dip, largely on account of FII outflows or because of reasons which are beyond our shores.
Right.
So in the short term, markets all over get correlated. It creates a temporary blip out here also. And I think those are the times when you should take advantage. Because today we are in an environment where our domestic conditions are improving, but external conditions are causing markets to, you know, flutter. What you'll get in the next couple of months, a year or two later, you'll not get the same levels.
Given the mixed signals from the global markets, where do you think India currently stands in the market cycle? And what should investors be mindful of at this juncture?
See, we benefit because we are kind of counter-cyclical to the West. If you see the US economy, for a longish point in time, it's literally been on a tear.
Right.
So in the last 12 to 13 years, consistently, the US market has outperformed emerging markets by a mile. But if you see now, there is talk of US economy slowing down. Whereas if you see India, in the last 2 to 3 years, we've kind of begun an upcycle. So if you really ask me, we are in a spot where we are counter-cyclical. In the US, the GDP forecasts are being cut. In India, the GDP forecasts of late are being revised upwards. If US market declines, if US economy slows down, it'll be coupled with falling dollar and falling yields. And that really empowers and emboldens RBI to take actions which are required. Out here.
Well, indeed, when the globe gets into a bit of a flux, that's when you see the best opportunities, given that the Indian economy could be by far the fastest growing economy for the next few years. But it's all about earnings, right? And with corporate earnings facing some kind of pressure from slower growth, how should investors recalibrate their expectations as well as their portfolios?
So, you know, let's talk about the portfolios first, Nigel, because what has happened in the last 3 to 4 years, specifically from end of 2021 till, say, end of 2024, everything which is cyclical, everything which is driven by macro environment, everything driven by public policy, government policy, those are the kind of sectors which have really, really done well.
Mm-hmm.
And everything which is associated with, you know, bottom up, you know, good governance, free cash flow, everything we associated with good quality, you know, the large caps, the banks, financials, IT, consumer, pharma, all of that, which is 60-70% of the market that has been underperforming.
Right.
In the last few months, you've seen like a rotation happening. So first of all, I think investors should, you know, it's like stop being in love with the X, because people always have fond memories of where they made money in the previous cycle. And when all of that starts falling, that is where people want to average. I think that's not a great idea. Generally, if the market recovers, what fell the least is what tends to start outperforming. So definitely on your question, it calls for a rebalancing or rotation, because people's portfolios are more likely to be overweight in the winners of the past.
Right.
Speaking of earnings, you know, I think it's now widely recognized that what happened in the first 6 months of FY25 and carried on in the third quarter of FY25, I think somewhere in the March quarter, June quarter of, say, June quarter FY26, we're expecting, you know, the earnings trajectory to again start improving. Because if you see government is back in full force in terms of spending, if you see RBI is wholly supportive of growth, their entire policy has changed. And if you see, on the other hand, you know, consumption, there also, you know, tax cuts. If you see 8th pay commission coming up somewhere on the horizon, if you see massive spending announced with every state election. So my sense is that what we witnessed last year was a soft patch, maybe a passing phase. But FY26 and so on and so forth will be much better than what we saw in FY25.
Well, Ashish, it's been good to have you on the show. Thanks a lot for joining in, giving us insights on a whole host of issues. Markets have their cycles, but as you said, opportunities keep coming about, and that's something that we need to latch on to. Thanks a lot for joining in on the show.
Thank you.
Well, On that note, though, we'll wrap up on this edition. Thanks a lot for joining in. We hope our listeners gained valuable perspectives on the market as well as on investment opportunities. We'll be back soon with another episode of Navigate with HSBC. Thanks a lot for tuning in.